Hello, welcome to this week's episode. I actually am going to have a lot of fun this week, I guess. Hopefully people will enjoy it. If not, I don't really care. People keep listening or keep asking if I'm going to record a show, and I just been busy for a little bit, and I was trying to finish doing what I have to do. And today I'm going to record a show and I'm going to talk about a few things since it's been a couple weeks since the last time I talked about a couple things. So honestly, let's just roll into this. Like I said last night on social media, that this is probably going to be one of the most rawest shows that I've done. I believe it is. Because there's been a lot of stuff that's happened recently and social media, political views. So I wanted to talk about a few things. I had a notes and everything planned out, and I wanted to talk about honestly, I really wanted to talk about the whole Jack Ryan TV series and how it's actually pretty damn good. There's a few flaws in it that just to me just didn't make any sense why they threw that out there or why it I mean there was a couple things that I just questioned. The Jack Ryan series was pretty solid. I'd suggest people go out and watch it. Also the so since I haven't recorded the show, there was a shooting incident at a Madden tournament, which a lot of people probably already know about it, know more than I do. So I don't know. I just find it kind of a little weird. Not even weird as in conspiracy theory, but weird as in like how did like why did this guy get a gun? Especially when he has mental or disorders and a whole bunch of other stuff and had the police called on him, so forth and so forth. To me, it's just like it's kind of like that dude was set out to already fucking kill somebody if he lost his tournament, which is a fucking video game. But this newer generation is just a bunch of fucking pussies and don't know how to fucking just settle it in other ways. You lost a fucking tournament. I mean, it's not the end of the world. Apparently now it is for you because you're gonna probably end up being fucking some nasty Nate's fucking roommate or some shit, and he's gonna take advantage of you. Don't feel bad for your kid. You killed innocent people. You deserve what you get. So, that took place, and I was just like, okay, that's kind of funny because people are fucking weak and can't handle a fucking loss in a video game. Don't get me wrong, I play Madden, and I hate playing people online because when you lose, yeah, you get pissed, but I just go on and mind my business. It's not like I'm gonna go out and fucking try to shoot somebody over a fucking video game. Like, maybe you guys should go outside and I don't know, actually try to play real football instead of being fanboys. So that actually happened, and feel sad for the victims. Not going to change the fact that you can't tell me that you need more gun control laws when he bought his guns in Maryland, which is one of the strictest gun laws in states in America, and he still was able to get a gun with mental issues. That's just a little. It's just funny how like it seems like in life whenever the whole one side that wants to push more for more gun laws and they feel like we need more gun laws, more gun control, there's like this always this variable that comes out of nowhere from life that is like kind of like gotcha bitch. Like, if there's a school shooting, then like literally next week there's a fucking actual no shit NRA member that was concealed carry and protected his family and others from a fucking armed robber. So like, there's shit like that happens. I don't know. I don't want to spend too much time talking about guns and what you need to do and everything else, even though I am a gun owner. I am a member of the NRA. But I mean, I should probably be careful about telling people that because it seems that nowadays, freedom of speech does not exist on social media platforms or any kind of like I would say some kind of podcast or voicing your opinion like YouTube. We've seen what happened with Adam Jones, even though he's a fucking lunatic. I don't really like his shows. I just find it kind of funny how you know, we live in America and you can't have freedom of speech on social media, because if you have a different political view than somebody else, they're going to probably try to take down your profile, take down your videos, say that you're probably some conspiracy theory, which he does come out with a lot of conspiracy theory, like the gay frogs. Whatever. I don't care. It's Adam Jones. He could do whatever he wants. And so, I mean, living in America, and, you know, that's one of our constitutional rights, is to have free speech and be able to voice your opinion. But if they're going to start doing that in social media, it's only a matter of time before they start trying to think about, you know, I mean, if you think about it, it's only a matter of time before somebody starts thinking about taking it away from you in cities and starts taking it away from you, like what they're doing with the sanctuary cities, because they feel Trump is an evil person and then he's terrible and all he cares about is immigrants. And it's just like, well, I mean, the whole key part about the immigrant thing is you come here illegally. That's breaking the law, land of the law, or excuse me, law of the lands. So I don't give a fuck what you say. You could be the most honest person or not. You came here illegally. Like, not every one of them are rapists, murderers, and killers, but you came here illegally. It's kind of like you trying to justify it in a white crime. Like, you know, when you're a kid and they're like, if you steal something, it's going to end up leading you to doing something else. And then you're going to keep doing something else. And then eventually you're going to, you know, next thing you know, you're fucking going to jail for life because you decide to shoot kids at a Madden tournament. I don't see that happening, but I'm just saying, like, putting in some reference. You know, it's going to end up being like that. Like, I don't want to blame it on sides, because both sides do it. It doesn't matter what side you're on. Like, the right-wing side right now is being a bunch of little pussies about the Nike shit. And then the left-wing side is being a bunch of little pussies about In-N-Out Burger, because they donated money to GOP, even though the CEO of the company said that they have donated money to both political parties, but they only donate to candidates that they actually feel that it's going to do something good instead of doing, like, running for the party. So fuck off, honestly, in my opinion about that situation. But I mean, it's just to that point where, like, if freedom of speech is going to start being taken away from people and they're going to start trying to add hate speech, because anything can be considered hate speech. I mean, if you look at England or the United Kingdom or whatever the hell they want to be called, I don't really care. I'm an American. So, if you look at that, and you start thinking, like, okay, so this guy raised enough money to create a Sasha King blimp, or Sasha Khan, or whatever his fucking name is. The dude's an idiot. He made a blimp, and he wanted to fly it around. So, of course, the left come out and said that he's a bigot, he's a racist, he's this, and this, and that it's not freedom of speech, that's actually hate speech. So, I mean, it's pretty much like long as you could talk shit about Trump, you can get away with saying anything you want, pretty much. So if you think about it, like long as you just hate Trump and you just want to talk shit about Trump, then you're good to say whatever the fuck you want. You can literally throw tampons out on his star in Hollywood. You can scream in somebody's face. You can actually show up to a Supreme Court judge hearing on him being selected as the Supreme Court judge. You can show up there and start screaming and looking like a fucking lunatic, like that Linda Seisauer or whatever her fucking name is, that retard. You know, you can do pretty much anything you want, long as you're talking shit about Trump. But as soon as you say, hey man, I don't think this guy's a good guy, which we obviously seen Khan is not a good guy, because his immigration's allowing refugees and allowing migrants to come in there to completely destroy their city. And you could say, people can say whatever the fuck they want. If you got a problem with me talking about it, then just don't listen to the show. That's plain and simple. But what I'm trying to get at is seriously, your city is getting overrun with terrorists. You can't use knives. You got acid attacks going on. You literally passed New York City for the most violent city. I mean, you can't just sit here and say, oh, well, it's the guns and typical American style, when people are stabbing each other and pouring acid on each other and fucking hitting people with cars. He's lost complete control of his city. It kind of looks like it's like the European fucking Chicago. So I don't know, man. I think he's a bad person. Good on the guy that's doing it. Do I like everything that guy does? No, I don't support anything that the guy does. But him making a blend of Sasha Kane to prove a fucking point, good on him. You can call it hate. It's only hate speech if you don't agree with somebody. And so that seems to be this new fucking thing where everybody's just pointing fingers at each other, which is a bunch of, like, if you're not going to do anything about it, then just fucking shut the fuck up. Like, so this rolls into the next thing with the whole hate speech and people pointing fingers and not knowing a fucking thing. Nike signed Colin Kaepernick to their fucking program. Cool, man. I don't give a fuck about Kaepernick. Never did. I can't say I never did. I did voice my opinion a couple times about his stupidity. Talked about it here and now and then on Twitter. But to be 100% honest, I don't really give a fuck what he does. He can kneel. He can fucking sit. He can fucking not show up for games, which he's doing right now. I don't give a fuck. Like, he's been getting paid from Nike since the beginning. So people getting fucking butthurt and burning their Nike clothes, that's good on you, bro. Like, I spent like $60 on their fucking running shorts, and I'm not burning that shit. Like, I wear Nike. I enjoy Nike's clothing. I like working out in them. I'm not going to do that because I don't have the kind of fucking money to just burn clothing because I can do that. If I'm going to do anything with my clothing, I'm going to give it to a fucking Goodwill or charities. Like, that seems to be the most reasonable thing. Like, before back in July, I made a box and I filled it up with like a whole bunch of extra clothing. Some was Nike, some wasn't, and I got rid of it. So I do it once in a while. You can ask my wife. That's what I tend to do. So, you know, on that, burning your shit's kind of fucking stupid, you dumbass. Then you got the other side, which supports Kaepernick, and they're like, well, what about donating the clothes to veterans and yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, it's kind of funny how, like, you guys are using homeless veterans to play your fucking sympathy card for fucking Kaepernick. That motherfucker doesn't give two shits about you or the fucking the homeless veterans. Those white people that you see on the internet that's burning their shit don't give a fuck about fucking homeless people or Kaepernick or your views. So they can get all butthurt all they want to. Let them. All it's going to do is lower Nike stocks. And if the lower Nike stocks get, I would suggest buying Nike stocks. Because they're going to come back and they're going to rise. This was just all a fucking stunt from Nike to have people sell their stocks so they can buy more and have more control of their company. That's the only thing I can really come up with about that. So with the Kaepernick shit, Kaepernick's going to be their voice of, I guess, equality, the Just Do It moment. They've been doing this equality shit for a while. Whatever, man. They feel that there's some social injustice. I don't feel it. I mean, there probably is. I don't live everywhere in America. I live in my area. I don't see it. Now, do I think there is? Probably not. Like, I mean, yes, there probably is in a lot of areas. I mean, I'm not going to say that there probably isn't and probably... I mean, there's a lot of probable cause and on a lot of shit. To sit here and say that he's fighting for social injustice when the Justice Department started an investigation under the Obama administration is kind of fucking retarded because he's arguing about it's like arguing that air, you can breathe it. Like, he's arguing a point that's already being investigated. Like, since you want to talk about the year 2016, which is actually probably one of the most gruesome years out of police shootings right now, currently. I don't see there. I mean, there he is, but if you look at the whole population and statistics on it and everything else under the sun, almost a thousand people by like maybe less than six of them, like less than six people died. So it was like 1,000. I'm going to just round it up and say it was 1,000 people that died that year. And every year it's been going down except for 2017. 2017 had a spike in it. 2015 was probably the worst year. So it's like 2015 to 2018. You can look up the statistics. They're all under the FBI website. So you can look up the stats on that. But pretty much what it stated was is that, like, in 2016, which is supposedly supposed to be the most gruesome year, or the year that Kaepernick started doing his whole kneeling thing, which had 993 deaths that year by police shooting. During those police shootings in 2016, 940 was male. The 50 was, like, I guess I would say 53 was female. So the 940 was male. Out of that 940, 445 was white males. And then, for the whole number, it was, 445 was white, and then 405 was black, and then it went down the whole racial and to add up to what it was. So I get that the white race is the majority of the population at like 62.6%, and black communities make up almost 17%, and Hispanic makes up about 10 or 12, somewhere around there, and then it trickles down into other races. Inside of that whole like area, like the, so like white people are more likely to get shot by a cop than a black person. There's more white people. So more than likely, yes, you will be shot if you're, I don't know, dude, like let's be 100% honest about it. If you fuck up and you do something fucking stupid, you probably deserve to get shot. Just going to leave it at that. If you're innocent, which there has been cases of proven that there has been innocent black people shot by fucking cops because of certain situations. Like the two incidents happened in South Carolina, and I'm pretty sure you could pull up the rest. Yes, there is also guys that do get shot, and it is a questionable situation, but the media is fucking playing you. They're playing the fuck out of you. Like cops are risking their lives every day to try to ensure that people are safe no matter what. Yes, politics do get involved in police work, and I think that's fucking stupid, and I think you should allow them to do their job. Like I said about the statistics, 62% of the population, so there's actually, like, it doesn't seem that much that only 400 people died, but to me, honestly, it's still 400 and some odd people died, and we don't know the full cases. This is just numbers from the FBI. So when the FBI is talking about this, and they're whipping out statistics, and they're talking about everything else, and then they show the statistics for fucking crime against, like, Kaepernick has yet to come out and say anything about black-on-black crime. He has yet to come out and say white-on-white crime. He has yet to come out and talk about the injustice of that. He has yet to come out and talk about Chicago. He has yet to donate money to the Houston fucking Hurricane Fund. He has yet to do anything for Americans. He has donated to charities on fucking social injustice, and he's donated charities to places like Sunan and a whole bunch of other fucking places that probably have terrorism. So this guy is a fucking moron. In my honest opinion, I kind of realized he was a fucking moron since he lost his job, and he's been, or what was their slogan? It was believe in something, and even if it means the cost of losing everything. The guy opted out of his 49ers contract to be a free agent. He assumed that he was going to get another job somewhere else, but I don't think he assumed that he was going to get a job somewhere else. I think he was just playing everybody and trying to use this as a fucking political game, because, like I said, he has yet to talk about black-on-black crime, and he's yet to talk about Chicago, how, like, in the beginning of August, they had almost 800 shootings. Come on, that's just fucking ridiculous. Like, most of our shootings are coming from, like, Chicago, New Orleans, New York, Los Angeles, and Baltimore, D.C. So, I hate to be that guy that says, if you take out those major cities, we're probably the least worse in fucking gun violence. I think there is a solution, and we need to figure it out. And I think a lot of people are just starting to realize it. And I think they're starting to do the whole, like, the hashtag walk away movement. Because honestly, I didn't want to get political in this, but I honestly believe the left is fucking trying to play everybody with the stupidity of this. Like, with the whole Kaepernick thing, like, people are going to support him because, good for him, man. Like, he's doing something. He's saying something. He was the first to start it in the NFL. Then everybody else did it. But he has yet to say anything else about it. He's kind of been a ghost. The only thing he's doing now is just signing fucking shoe contracts. I think he's made, like, $40 million off of Nike. So, like, good luck for him saying that he gave You know, I really want to know what how much money he gave to charity. Like, that's what I really want to know. And like I said before, he's never donated. Like, when the Houston hurricane happened, he was yet to say anything about it. He didn't donate to it. I mean, if he was talking about social injustice and everything else, then he should have probably donated to that. Not saying he's a great person. I don't know the guy. I really don't. I think his fucking nose looks like a goddamn bird beak. I don't. I mean, the only thing I can say is I don't really like his face. Like, that's about it. Like, and I didn't really like his comments, what he made about fucking Castro and how Castro was a great leader in Miami, which majority of the population of Miami is Cuban Americans who probably had descent that came from that fucking communist bastard. And so for him to say that stuff, which was kind of funny, he also almost got his head taken off from a Cuban American in football. What is it? Alonzo Kiki? Alonzo Kiko? Kiko Alonso, one of his, I don't know who the dude is, but yeah, he made that comment, and I was just like, and that's the reason why you are a fucking retard, because you can't make comments like that. You say Castro was great because he allows people to read. Do you understand what communism is, bro? They allow you to read. You can read, but you can only read what they want, their literature. You can't read anything else. This is the same thing what's going on with free speech. Like, they're trying to ban everybody on social media that has a different opinion on them. Next is going to be in, they're going to try to do sanctuary cities where if you have hate speech, you can't say this, which would be a, which I hopefully they, some politicians are going to be like, no, you can't do that. That's a violation of the Constitution. You know, they're starting to do shit like that. They're also starting to, like, I mean, these people are fucking morons. I don't know what the fuck is going on in society right now. Like, everybody's just either pointing fingers at each other. You know, now it's Kaepernick. And I'm trying to think, what are they trying to fucking pass over here? What law are they trying to pass? It's like a fucking smoke screen for them to fucking pass something behind the back door to fuck us. Like I said, about the Kaepernick thing, I don't give a fuck what he does, man. Like, he can be the sponsor for fucking everybody. I don't fucking care, man. Like, it's their right to fucking protest. It's Americans' rights to protest. You could protest. You could say, well, what about the flag? Okay, well, what about the flag? I wear American flag silkies. There's running shorts that are American flags. There's socks that are American flags. I'm pretty sure they made toilet paper napkins. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. The flag's already been disgraced. Everybody fucking, like, every country in the world has either burned it or did whatever. It's now just a fucking iconic symbol. It has no value to it unless we go back to the law of flag laws, and which I doubt we will. I mean, there's no fucking value to it. I'm not trying to say I lost faith in America, but I mean, I still believe in the flag. I still support it, but I just think the only reason. Okay, so the only reason why we did the national anthem during sporting events is because it was showing some great appreciation to the greatest generation ever. Is to show the support and appreciation for them for winning the war. That was passed by Congress, I believe, in 1947. So I don't, I mean, that's the only reason why they did it. Like, it's not because it was meant to represent this country. It was to say thank you to World War II veterans. So I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a weird, touchy subject, and I think a lot of people get offended by it, and I think a lot of people don't really give a fuck. And I'm kind of like down in the middle because there's other things to be worried about in life instead of worrying about somebody taking a knee during the flag. If he wants to do that, that's fine. NFL is losing money on it. Nike lost almost $4 billion on it. I mean, it's not really helping their cause, but I don't know. What the hell is going on? 20 years from now, we're all going to probably look like a bunch of idiots. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those like situations where I feel like it's a bunch of fucking people pointing fingers at each other, and they're trying to find, and it, like, they're blaming everybody for each other's downfalls. They're blaming each other for fucking not listening, not caring, and then you're overcaring, you get too emotional, yada yada yada. Like, it's a typical fight. It seems like social media is not really helping either, because everybody just wants to attack somebody about something or call somebody a bigot, xenophobia, racist, some new term they're gonna make up next week, transphobia, you know, some stupid fucking term that they're gonna make up that makes no fucking sense, and it's just gonna be like, and they're gonna run with it. Everybody is so fucking weak. It's so emotionally triggered on something that doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't fucking matter. Are you going to hang out with Kaepernick? Is he in your close circle? Is he your drinking buddy? No, he's not. So who gives a fuck? Move on from that guy. Let's talk about recently Ryan Gosling came out, which since it seems to be all in some craziness, came out and said that Neil Armstrong didn't consider himself an American hero and they're not going to post a flag landing on the moon. Okay, yeah, fuck you. That's stupid. I mean, it's just fucking stupid. First of all, it's one of the most iconic things that happened in the history of man. A lot of people are pissed off about it. Obviously, they're going to boycott the movie because that's what people do now. They boycott shit. Buzz Aldrin, he came out, wore an American flag shirt. That dude's fucking awesome. Punched some fucking dude one time, which is great. He doesn't give a fuck. He's questioned Trump on the Space Force. He landed on the moon. So, I mean, he's a fucking badass. And Chuck Yeager came out and stated that that's not the Neil he remembers. So I don't know. I think the Canadian idiot's fucking lost his goddamn mind. I don't really care. I'll probably watch the movie when it's free. I'm not going to fucking watch the movie when you, I don't know. I just don't feel like going to movies anymore. Like, unless it's really worth it. I think the last movie I went to was Equalizer 2, and it really wasn't that great. Like, Sicario 2 was amazing. I enjoyed every minute of it. But I don't feel like paying for movies anymore, especially when I got Amazon Prime and I can sit at home and watch Amazon videos. And like I said, I watch Jack Ryan at home and I pay for Amazon Prime. But what I get out of Amazon Prime, I get a lot of shit from Amazon Prime. So that being said, that's probably the only reason why I probably won't see it. And it'll probably come out when I'm working, so I don't have to, so I can't go see it. And if it does come out when I'm working, I don't know. I just don't fucking care. I'd rather just get shit done. Let me look at my notes real quick. All right, so next subject that came up was the Urban Meyer scandal at Ohio State with his one coach ending up, I guess he beat his wife or grabbed her or something or threatened to kill her and a whole bunch of other shit. And it's coming out that he had some kind of involvement in it. And the latest in it, he got suspended for 3 games, which we all know that he wasn't going to get fired because Ohio State's probably not going to be able to find another coach that can win as many games as him and be as good as him. I read about the situation. I just find it a little weird that, I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't do it and that she's probably lying, but I just find it a little weird that both of the parents of both parties knew about him doing this and didn't do a fucking thing. And that they're saying that the cops tried to cover it up, that the police department tried to cover it up to save Zach Smith's job or something in that nature. I don't know the full situation. I'll be honest. I like Ohio State. Huge Ohio State fan, but I don't care about that off-season drama because, like, to me, watching college football is a way to get away from fucking all these morons, and, that's what I enjoy about college football. If he did knew about the situation and he didn't do anything, shame on him, but he's a grown-ass man, and he's not a babysitter, so if people have a fucking problem with it, they can eat a dick also. Honestly, we don't know the fucking situation. She could be lying. He could be lying. They could both be fucking morons. The situation happened, and I think, like, in a matter of time, it's going to be let go. And I don't know why she waited fucking 2 years from now to come out, because she should have came out after she got a divorce, stating that he was fucking physically abusive. But instead, she waited 2 years. There has to be something about it. There has to be some. It'll probably, like, the truth always comes out. It doesn't matter. The truth will always come out that something probably happened, and she probably is taking advantage of it. Like I said, don't agree with domestic violence. Don't support it. I just, I don't know. I don't really care. Football season started. I'm all about watching football. Watched the last game. It's pretty good. The guy that's doing a fill-in for Urban Meyer is a pretty solid head coach. He'll probably end up getting a job somewhere. So pretty much this episode, I just wanted to look at my notes and then rant because I felt that that's what's the whole premises of the show being called Ross's Rants, and that's what I wanted to talk about. And I figured that I could probably get at least a good 30 minutes, 35 minutes in about ranting about the fucking stupidity that is going on in America, which is absolutely becoming to the point where people are offended by saying anything, everything, and it's just like it's getting ridiculous. Like people are offended by just fucking looking at them. People are offended by like anything Trump says is offensive. His demeanor, it's offensive. Anything Trump has done for the entire country, it's offensive. Anything Kaepernick does, it's offensive. Anything Nike does, it's offensive. Anything In-N-Out does, it's offensive. Like everything's offensive. Everything is just it's some kind of fucking political correctness that you have to have. It's a bunch of whiny little fucking bitches. Like, if you're not going to do anything about it, shut the fuck up. Mind your fucking business. This has nothing to do with you. Like I said, Kaepernick, don't give a fuck. Like, I think he's a fucking moron. I stated my case on it. I'm going to let it go. Like, the memes are pretty fucking cool with all the other shit that they have made memes out of for the believe in something, lose everything. Those are pretty good. There's a lot of good memes that are coming out. I think we're in a weird fucking time right now. 2018 has been a crazy fucking year. It's been up and down. I just want to state for the closing of this show that, like I said before, if you have any friends or loved ones that are veterans or even people with depression issues, just make sure that you actually give them a call. Or if you are dealing with some issues, you should give somebody a call or send a message, talk to somebody. Make sure that your issues are getting solved. I know the VA is not really helping because they rather drug us. That's the real issue. I just, I hope everybody can find a way to get better, try to, help each other out and try to stay positive at the same time instead of trying to bring each other down. Make sure that people are trying to reach out to others that are dealing with some issues and have a great day. And enjoy your midday, I guess. I don't fucking know what time it is. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Hopefully I can come back again and do another one. Thanks.